You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, last night's Met Gala theme was camp, but tonight we're going camping with a lot of snacks and with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Tune in.
That's a bad.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh!
Fun!
Hey. Love it. Yes, loving this music. Hey guys, welcome back to our after show. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday night with us. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm joined here with my lovely panel. This is entertainment reporter Jennifer Leone.
Hey guys.
And humanitarian Cynthia Nicole.
Thank you. Hi there.
Ladies, hey. We're all here. We went camping yesterday at the Met Gala.
We did.
Let's talk about some looks real quick. What was some of your favorites?
I really, really loved Rinna's jacket.
Yes.
Are we talking about the Met Gala?
Yes.
Because I'm like, okay, the camping looks,
even though they were
so like low key, but also just so cute. And like the onesie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rinna brought it though.
Loved it.
She used that moment. What about you?
I loved Erica Jane's onesie. I need one of those. It looks so comfortable. So
yes. I was kind of digging Denise's like casual style. Like I felt like it was a very scenic appropriate.
Absolutely. Yes. I love those looks.
As for the Met Gala, less I have to say Lady Gaga.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. I loved it.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Just the whole thing.
Yes.
I really loved the Met Gala. I know there's a lot of people that weren't fans, but Kendall and Kylie showed up. I think that last year was a Kim Kardashian year.
Yes.
New face.
Versace.
New everything. It was just amazing. And this year, it was all about Kendall and Kylie. And I loved Gaga, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, the men showed up. Everyone just showed up.
Harry Styles looked great.
He looked so good.
That was good. So my favorite of the night, I'm going to say Kim Kardashian. I do love the Mugler. He's back. This was the first time that he designed in 20 years. And she looked phenomenal. She looked like an hourglass shape.
Her body is insane.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody looked great. Let us know in the comments. So tonight's episode, I know a lot of people enjoyed it. It was a departure from Puppygate.
Yes.
This is all fresh air that we needed at camp.
Speaking of fresh air, I just really wanted to quickly say,
yes,
last week I made a comment and I did not intend at all for it to come off in the way that a lot of people took it. And from the bottom of my heart, I would never, ever mean something like that. So I just wanted to put that out there and clear the air because that I just felt like horrible if people think that that's my intent, which never was. So.
We love you, Jen.
Yes.
And thank you guys.
You.
Thank you for that. We really appreciate that.
Of course.
Love the fans too for watching.
And totally. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So the episode starts off with basically everybody getting ready for this camp trip, this RV trip. Teddy is having her moment with that RV.
Yes.
What do we think about this, like, new kind of scenic environment that they're going in? This kind of humanizes them in a little bit, taking them out of their Beverly Hills element. What were our initial thoughts about this whole camping?
First, honestly, when they were getting ready, I was just thinking of them in all of their other environments that they used to be in. All these beautiful hotels and elaborate trips that they've always taken, private jets. And this was just kind of as exciting, if not more, because you just didn't know what to expect. It's kind of like a Simple Life vibe.
It was.
It's like, take the women out of their element, True Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised nobody brought up True Beverly Hills.
I know.
1989, 1990 movie. It was so good. But it was just like, for me, really exciting. And I loved that the ladies were out of their element.
Yes. Cynthia?
I actually really felt that it was Beverly Hills style camping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. But, glamping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glamping. But I have to say that the way that the ladies interacted, it was a lot more like healing, like to see the episode and like seeing that nature brought them together, whether they're fighting or they're not. Like, mm-hmm, they look like they had a great time, and I haven't seen that. And I was like, man, I was like watching the show like that.
It almost felt like sisterhood a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Do we think, I know our viewers are kind of split in half, do we think that this would have been more exciting if Lisa Vanderpump was there with the ladies, or do we just not see her there at all?
I think it was okay without her. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I do love LBP, but yeah. Honestly, I think that this was a whole different vibe. The conversations were so different.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
I truly think that she shouldn't have gone because she hasn't healed with the other ladies and she hasn't talked to them. You know,
it would have felt forced.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but if she would have, I would have said totally, she should be there.
Yeah, that would have been another thing.
Yes.
Well, we find out that Kyle got a text from PK. The theme now is that they're bringing up things that happened in past episodes with the apology. What were your initial thoughts about the apology and how did we feel about that? Was it too late? Were they stretching this out just for entertainment?
Well, by too late, do you know the time lapse on when they were at that concert versus?
I want to say it was one or two nights.
Okay, yeah. Then I don't think it was too late. Also, my first reaction was, oh, PK wrote a text.
Yeah.
What is this going to be like? What is he going to say?
It's a pretty lengthy text.
Right. At first, when I was reading it, I was like, okay, what is this going to be? But I really liked Kyle's response. I think she handled everything well. It was PK. It was from PK.
Mm-hmm.
You have to either accept him for who he is, how he speaks, or you take offense by it. So I thought it was good, though, that he messaged her.
In that moment, I think it was just, they were just having a good time. It just slipped. Sometimes you just think, I don't really think it was super malicious, like what Teddy said when she had left. In my opinion, a little bit changed when I watched Wendy Williams' interview with Teddy. That's a good one. If you guys haven't seen it, Teddy was a guest. And I disagree with her in that moment, but I kind of like Teddy a little bit more now. What do you think about PK's apology?
First of all, don't text.
Call.
Please call, okay. Especially when you hurt another person's feelings, because that text could be taken in any way.
Isn't that crazy now? You could send an apology text and it could be taken out of context.
Yeah.
Right.
It's wild.
So I just say just call her. But I liked also Kyle, how she reacted. Very ladylike. I loved it. And I hope that they can just continue and move on.
I know. Well, in Beverly Hills and in Real Housewives, we know that doesn't happen often.
Yes, hopefully, yes.
The ladies all get together at Teddy's beautiful house in the hills, and they see that tension. Dorit kind of walks in. The energy changes. I know production kind of can change an episode, but Dorit knows that there's still tension. I think that Dorit just knows now that she doesn't want to have another fallout with another cast member, so she's trying to just not get on the outs with Kyle.
I agree.
Don't we feel like that?
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe if Lisa Vanderpump was in her corner, she'd be a little bit more relaxed. But I think once you start losing these players in the game, then you start, exiting your way out.
Yeah, everyone needs an ally. If you don't have an ally, then you're out.
Yes. Well, snacks was a big deal. I know a lot of memes and a lot of things have already been posted. We have a Twitter segment for you guys, so look out for that coming up. Oh my God, $700 worth of snacks for one evening. I mean,
I loved it.
I know. I mean, it was over the top. It was still Beverly Hills. They go into this Vons.
But why snacks one evening? It happened so fast. I thought it was going to be longer. Camping's usually, what, 2-3 days? Maybe a week?
Yeah, when Kyle told her driver or the guy carrying her luggage that she was going to see him tomorrow, I was like, okay, this is a one and done.
Yeah.
But in one day of production, you can film so many gems. Yeah. You know, there's so many hours that go in between. What do we think about the snacks? I mean,
I love their haul. They just went through it. They were like, no, remember these? Remember these cheese puffs? Yeah, and they were just living like they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. And just like if they brought their kids to a candy store, they would let them have whatever they want. So now they're just indulging.
Yeah. And more than half of these women all have children, too. So this is their escape from mommyhood and just having a fun time with their girlfriends.
Yeah.
I didn't totally agree with the hummus and carrots and the almond milk for camping. I'm sorry. I just didn't. But
that's
what did
so
you
Kyle.
Think? I know. What did you think?
30 calorie almond milk.
Yeah,
exactly. I loved it. I was living for it. I'm such a foodie. So I love the fact that you're not going to finish everything, but just the small little pieces make this trip amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was really awesome. So we get to Ventura Ranch, which isn't that far. It's 60 miles from LA. Oh, wow. We're in LA now, so that's not that far of a trip. You know, they're not going to Utah. They're not going that far. $159. I liked it.
I loved it.
I'm totally so into cute. I love how it's kind of like a tent, but it's not. But it's just enough to kind of give you that vibe. Like, I've never gone glamping. Any of you girls?
I've never gone glamping, but I think that would be really fun.
That would be a lot of fun, right?
Even yes. just, like, yeah, one night.
Because you exactly just, one night.
You don't really know. And then food's there to comfort you. So I get it. It's all making sense.
Yes.
And the price wasn't too bad.
It wasn't that bad. No.
Because the hotel's probably more.
I think like even like a Groupon, there definitely would be a deal for that.
Yeah.
Do we like the room? Do we like the energy in that?
Yeah. They were, I love how they were like, this is actually really nice. How yeah. does this... possible.
I only like the massage bed. That's it. That's yes, nice.
I love that was like an amenity that they offered because it was like, I'm sure there was a lot we didn't see because mm-hmm. it was like yeah. maybe like a resort campground.
Something. KOA is a popular place that, I mean like trekkers can stop there. It's like mm-hmm. just a big travel like stop if you need to spend the night. But like I've never seen a KOA like that. So I don't know if it's like a division, like a glam division.
I know,
what
right?
they have going on.
Just for reality TV.
Yeah, I don't know. But yes. that's really cool.
Well, Rena overpacked, but I loved it because she definitely... I think she didn't even do all the looks that she wanted, but she had to get that Rena jacket.
So cute.
That was amazing. When was the last time you girls went camping? Because this episode, I'm sorry, guys, it humanizes everything, so we can relate to everything this episode.
So what exactly is camping?
Tent, s'mores.
Say what?
Like road trip.
I made a s'more like at 3 months ago. 3 months ago at this really like pretty camp looking house. It was like a really nice estate though. But like yes. it was, you know, there's fire.
Yeah.
It was in Arizona.
I can so see this. I might have watched it on your Instagram story.
Maybe. That's it.
What about you?
I actually went about half a year ago to
that's
Arizona.
Really recent.
Oh, Arizona.
But when I went in the water, there was like crawfish and like everybody acted like it was okay to be in. And I was just really scared. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't. But I love camping because of the food.
Oh my God. I haven't gone camping in like 10 years.
When Erica said a burnt hot dog at first, I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, that sounds really good right now.
That's camping for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Lake Tahoe and there was like a lot of trees around. So yeah. that's as much
no.
as I know.
No, I kind of roughed it. It was literally like we pitched the tent, although I watched. Like, I kind of helped.
You supervised.
I supervised. It's a lot of work. Yeah. But nowadays, thank God that like places make tents that are easier to build. We don't have the time to like go crazy.
Hammer.
Yeah. It's a lot easier nowadays. But the ladies had beer pong and were playing the game. Were we surprised at how good Dorit was with those plastic red cups?
I'm just surprised how, like, talented Dorit is. Just, like, she's very good at, like, hand-eye coordination. She was the first to win. Like, she beat Teddy in the rock climbing. I just feel like, yeah. okay, Dorit, yeah. who knew? Yeah.
I think people underestimate her because I think she gives off that kind of vibe. But when you pay attention to the small things, even her vocabulary is really strong.
I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly.
Yes. We all Googled it.
Yes. I didn't know what it meant.
We're all college educated, but we just didn't know.
Exactly.
Fait accompli. Fait accompli. Yeah, and it's basically, accomplished fact. So it's a translation.
Yeah.
So that's from French. So that makes sense. We don't know French. And the meaning for it is just basically like something that happened that the people who are affected by it are not... they didn't know until it's too late.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That happens a lot.
Which is an action that Lisa Vanderpump did to her.
Like, mm-hmm. I actually like seeing her more of like an athlete using that kind of vocabulary when she... I just liked seeing that part of her.
I think what's happened with her in the last couple seasons is that she's done so much villain work.
Yes.
That everything else that she does, which is Beverly Beach, the brand, all this stuff, like being amazing at beer pong, that all gets washed away. But that's the price you pay when you are being that main person on the show. You kind of have to be villainized.
I loved, though, her this episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her. Like, I felt like you could chill with her and have a good time, because the other times I just felt like she'd someone who'd start drama or something, like just pick at something. But honestly, I just felt that this was all really honest conversations.
Do you think that Lisa Vanderpump's situation kind of, not humbled, I don't know the word, but kind of like changed her outlook on things if a relationship like that really came crashing down? Do you think that she's reevaluated her vibe and that's why she is kind of like a little bit different with the women? Because Lisa's not there, you
possibly
know?
And she probably knows that she needs an ally.
Yes.
In some way, she needs the girls to like her and not fight. Mm-hmm. Because she wants to stay on the show.
Speaking of people that are like that, Erica seems to just not want to deal with Lisa Vanderpump. Even in her interviews, I mean, I spend my time eating dinner, watching YouTube videos. Like, hearing some of the ways, hearing the way that she presents the whole Lisa thing, she's just not into it. I don't think she really cares. Do we want her to care a little bit more? Because this is an ensemble cast.
I think that Erica, there's something going on that she's just...
not showing?
She seems really different. And I just feel that she really is over it. So this whole Lisa Vanderpump, maybe she has her own opinions that she doesn't want to share on the show. There's something going on there where she's just like... screw all this. Like,
she's not into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel that she doesn't care. I just don't think that it's her battle to fight.
I know, okay. But you're on a reality show. I just wish that she was more engaged to it rather than a little bit too distant. But I get it. We have the live chat going, so we'll be reading off all your live chats. Thank you guys for joining us. Oh. Before we continue any further, we always have our announcement here at AfterBuzz TV, and we want to let you guys know about it.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And we just really appreciate all of your likes, your comments. We read them all. And make sure to follow us on iTunes so you continue listening to us. And also, I wanted to talk about this. This is really important. But, you know, I wanted to share what AfterBuzz has really done for me. When I first started this you know, AfterBuzz, I was a really shy person and I didn't feel that I could make it as a host. But since almost 3 years later, I feel like I can do anything I want. I believe in myself. I'm stronger than ever. And I want to say thank you to everybody here at AfterBuzz, all the hosts. Aww. And I love you guys all. So thank you and continue supporting us because we love you all. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was lovely. In the chat, we have Sarah Arvantes. Yeah, she should start making them her drink vessels of choice, like Kim Zolciak. They were referring to the red Solo cups and Dorit.
Oh.
You know, she had such an issue with the cup situation, so it's just now the internet's going wild off the red cups.
This is funny. I love this. Okay, I'm here for it. Let's go, girls.
So the rock climbing, that took me off guard. I really wasn't expecting Dorit to kick everybody's butt, but she did.
Like, did she stretch before? Did she know this was happening? I bet you she stretches every morning, like those long legs. She knows exactly. She's like, I'm just prepped for anything.
She has a rocking body. That was really cool. Have you guys gone rock climbing? Is that something that you guys want to even do?
When I was younger, I used to like do that a lot, actually. Like, me and my dad, we would even do splunking, which is like you go...
What is that?
You do like cave diving. And you like you rock climb within the caves. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know, it's really fun. And you don't even realize that you're working out. It's fun. Yeah.
That's the best, when you're doing something and you don't know you're working out until the next day and you're like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Or you're really sore.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys interested in ever doing it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, that whole thing, I mean...
The wall?
Just my... I don't know. Like, now I'm not, like, 10. Like, like, maybe if I stretch for a few days before, I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm scared of heights.
Really?
Yeah, really scared. So.
In Vegas, I did it in Vegas at the M&M Factory right next to MGM.
Oh, yeah.
Inside. How'd it go?
It was good. It was a lot of fun, and I feel protected and safe because it's Vegas, mm-hmm. and they really care about your safety there, especially when it comes to things like that, where there's all these people watching, you know, so I felt pretty safe in that moment, but it looked a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm glad that the women were having like
you
a good time.
You need to ask Dorit for some tips.
I know. I have a friend that knows Dorit too, so I'll definitely call her.
When you were doing it, was it like a competition?
No, it was just for fun. But you know, it's Vegas, everybody's lit, everyone's having a cocktail, so people are just watching. Like, I might have had a drink just to kind of take the edge off, but it's really cool because they have different levels, so it's not, we're not gonna have like the most scared person of heights go on this like massive thing, so it was definitely fun.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I feel like I could do that now.
Yes. Well, one moment in this glamping trip that kind of started to feel a little tight was with Camille's interaction with Teddy. So, Camille, there's a lot. Thank you guys so much. Our videos have almost 10,000 views from last week. Camille's energy, I don't know if she is trying to get that diamond or if she's just in a different headspace. She's getting married. People evolve and change. Is it the diamond? Is it Camille? What's going on with her? I like her.
Okay. I do like Camille. Yes. And I do like that there's someone on this show that, I mean, you need a little, you need something going on there.
Is she the Lisa Rinna from like before where she's kind of bringing up things and ruffling things up?
That's kind of what I'm thinking right now. And she sees an opening to be that one, especially since she's not, she's just a friend right now. She's not a main cast member. So she was in the past. Now LVP is leaving. So maybe she sees an opening for herself.
A villain.
Yeah. Yeah. And people love her. Yeah. Do you think she's trying to be a villain or do you think she's just coming off as it? Producers are seeing it, so they're like, let's pack this. Let's make her look like this.
Maybe alcohol.
Well, if I'm going to analyze her, okay.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I think that she has a tendency of controlling the situation. And she says, like, stop interrupting. Stop being in the conversation. Is because she is trying to control the other person, how they talk, how they behave. And I see this a lot with people. I even probably do it too. But sometimes you just have to let the other person be them and let them have their point of view. And if you don't agree, explain why. But don't like, oh, you're interrupting and doing all of this.
Yeah. Is that a form of projection? Or is it just like a totally, like maybe manipulation?
It could be. But it just depends. If you don't like somebody, then you don't like them. And that's it. Plain and simple. But I think she should give Teddy a chance. She might actually really like her. And
I think this is one of those where it's like, this season, I don't like you. Next season, I like you. That might end up happening.
Diamond, yeah. Right?
What I'm really kind of sad about is that there's a lot of women that are going to be missing from this wedding that Camille's having in Hawaii. And I kind of wish that everybody was there. Erica's not going to be there. Oh. Denise is shooting something, so she's not going to be there. But the tension is kind of like building between them, you know? Do we think this is going to continue on as a narrative for the rest of the season? Or are they going to have a sit down and squash things?
I don't think it'll be a whole thing, but it'll probably be brought up later. I don't think it's going to be like a puppy gate. It'll just be, you know, sprinkled throughout with more things that Camille says. Mm-hmm. Someone in the live chat says, I love Camille on the show, but do I love Camille? No.
That makes complete sense.
It really does.
To a Bravo fan like us.
But when she's fun and like happy and dancing and like, that's a cool part about her. But when she goes in for people.
Well, Crystal Grid Art says this again. She continues and says, Denise and her evaluation of Camille was right on. She's not trustworthy. So I'm sure people can be fun and dancing and be, you know, great to be around. But then when they want to be toxic, it ends up being just a toxic environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of ending environments, the happy ending that Denise is talking about. Let's quickly talk about that. I mean, yes or no? I mean, I know.
Yes or no to what? What are your questions,
yes
Donna?
Or no. Happy endings for your significant other. I think Denise is just in her own world, right? This isn't normal for...
She was with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's her normal.
She needs a balance. I could see it. Maybe like her not really wanting like a good guy. She needs something going on
like
there.
Add a little spice to her latte.
Is that considered cheating?
If you're together, I would think so. I mean, cheating is for
cheating
the
is.
People.
I feel like if your other significant other doesn't know, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, it could be a, what's the word? What was the word again? A fleca. See, we don't know French. A fait accompli. A fait accompli.
Yes.
So that is a situation that someone knows after. I'm just trying to remember it.
Exactly. None of the women were into it, though. I mean, I don't think it's a normal thing.
I wouldn't be into it with someone that I'm with, but if someone that I'm with had done that in the past, then, like, that's your past.
Yeah.
I accept you.
But this is Los Angeles, so anything goes in this city. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have so many tweets for you, and we're excited to pull them up. Twitter is going crazy for tonight's episode, which I love. It's like instant gratification. I'll read the first one. This one's from at It's Julie B. They need to call Uber Eats at this point. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Your order is on the way.
I beg to differ. I think that they were great. They look like domestic goddesses.
Yes.
And food made by yourself, like with your friends, that's a little burnt, could probably taste better.
Yes. Hashtag Vons. Hashtag ad.
Right? Sponsor. So Stingray says, I will never watch this show the same way anymore. Damn you, Camille.
Oh.
Ooh, with a gif of Kelsey Grammer's face, because we all know who she was talking
secrets
about.
Secrets were revealed. Objects.
Massive secrets were revealed.
I thought you were going to say massive objects.
Not were revealed. I don't think those came out tonight.
I know.
Okay, so this next one is at Hope Berry Berry. Let's just wrap up this awful season of reality Housewives of Beverly Hills and get on with the new season of RHOD. I'm so ready for real fun and a wedding. Hashtag RHOD is the best. Hashtag RHOBH sucks without LVP. Won't be watching until the reunion unless LVP refuses to go. I don't blame her if she does.
Hmm. That was
yes,
big.
I agree. Very long opinion, and we love it.
Yeah.
This one is from Esther at Esther underscore Queen underscore Esther 29. For people who claim things are better without LVP, they sure do talk about her a lot. Well, funny that we didn't see her once, but we heard her name. I mean, that could have been a drinking game.
Actually, that's probably a good one.
Yeah.
Someone suggested we should do that. LVP may not be there, but her name is always in their mouths. So, guess she won the chess game. Check and mate is the gif.
Yes.
With Amy Poehler.
I agree. I mean, imagine Lisa watching these episodes and seeing her not in it, but seeing how many times they bring her up. Wild.
I love it.
Okay, so this one comes from Lauren Boggs at ShopGirlBox. X237. Teddy is a know-it-all, and I also find it very annoying. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. And then the GIF says, shut up! From
Friends.
Friends.
Love it.
Yes. Matthew Perry.
Yes.
I can see it can get kind of annoying. This one's from JS Bella, Bella underscore Jules. Camille annoys me, but the fact that Teddy annoys her is something we definitely agree on.
That's funny.
I can see that. Those two.
Bella Jules. Shady Pines at Rico F85 says PK of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is the Peter Thomas of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Thirsty fraud businessman.
Ouch.
So I don't watch that, but...
So they kind of emulate, or their characters kind of emulate that just a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, ouch. Just a little
okay.
Bit.
Okay, so this one comes from Mansplainer at Mansplain for you. Kyle's about as much fun as diarrhea. I'm sorry. Is there anything she enjoys? Hashtag R-H-O-B-H. Diarrhea says enough.
Not a lot of people are going to love everybody, so that was a good one.
Yes.
At Housewives Hang 1, watching these ladies try to grill is comical. Is everything in their life catered or prepared by their chefs? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Well, they have their husbands, too, and...
It was a simple life kind of episode.
It was total simple life.
Speaking of simple life, I was on the set for Paris Hilton's new project.
Oh,
can't say what it is, but it was really a lot of fun. And this weekend I went to Lisa Vanderpump's event at Sur for Cinco de Mayo.
How was it?
Cool.
I was there too.
You were there?
I went to the Abbey because I was hopping around.
Oh, okay. And I went to the Abbey as well.
I didn't see you.
So LA for us to run into each other. LA is this small, guys.
Really, the food at the Abbey is delicious.
It is delicious. Really good. Yes. Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump and EC Twins had an event for Cinco de Mayo. It was popping. Everything was great there. Before we get to the last part of our show, we're going to get into some news for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Cynthia.
Hot, hot news. Okay, so I found this article from page6.com, and it says, why Lisa Vanderpump won't appear on the last episode of Reality Housewives of Beverly Hills. So she goes into, well, a source says that she was bullied off of the show, and that she hasn't talked to any of the other ladies because of the TV dog controversy that fans refer to as Puppygate. And so Bravo declined to comment, and they also talked about the source said some footage of fan favorite Vanderpumps will surface later in the season. So hopefully I don't know, who knows if she's going to come back, but yeah. And then I also wanted to talk about, I'm reading Health Magazine, which is great because in the episode, it talks about ladies who, you know, might suffer from, you know, social media, body. And Health actually talked about women who want to lose weight, but it's also about the way that you eat. So, you know, having more omega, coconut oil, making sure your digestive is excellent. But you guys really need to check out Health Magazine. And if you ever feel like, you know, maybe I'm not good enough or on social media, or I have to look like them, you know what? Just love yourself, self-love, self-care. Keep reading great articles about body image. And you can also find great workout ideas. So if you feel like, you know what? I want to work out. Let me try something to better myself. So that's news. Hot, hot news.
Yes. And if you can do those, like, all the power to you, because I always look at those directions, like, I don't know. I end up on the floor. I'm just like, I'm going to eat a bag of chips.
I know, right?
You can watch it on YouTube also. Yeah, exactly.
And it's funny. I was actually on Snapchat, and they were talking about everyone's, like, top 40 people who eat the same thing every day. And that's everything that you were saying, it was omega-3s, basically salmon and veggies is what everyone was eating every single day.
Yes, because they also talk about vegetarianism, too, so which is
it's great. A big deal.
Yes.
Well, Kim, actually, at the Met Gala said she was on a plant-based diet to look that way, so I could see it.
Yes. So, basically, the end of the episode kind of hits a spark. There's a little bit of drama. And, you know, even though the trip ended off with them being kind of in the bus and it be sisterhood, there's some things that went down that, you know, you have in the back of your mind. One of them being Camille bringing up the fact that she thinks that Teddy is a know-it-all. How do you think that that all played out with everybody watching? Because you can just see then them having a conversation, but there's like eight people at the table, so it's like this tense moment. How do you think they handled the situation? Teddy being somebody who is known to cry, can't really take the heat. Do you think that she's gotten stronger? How was their like body language with each other? Because they went head to head, because Camille was like, I'm right here. Yeah. My face is right here.
I understand it. I think that they're both two really strong women who aren't afraid to hold back. They're both very bold. And when you have those types of A personalities, they just clash. That's why they do it in the real world with all the same types of people. It's like you see how they clash, but they're very different in how they do things. So they just have to agree to disagree. What do you think?
Well, I wanted to ask the panel, and for you guys as well, this show is very interactive. We get your tweets all the time, so thank you guys for hitting us up online. Do we think that Camille sees herself as the Teddy of when Teddy, you know, like the age gap being like, I remember I used to be like you, Teddy.
Oh, she sees now, herself in her.
Do you guys feel that? Because she's like the younger, like, you know, I feel like it's always like the younger girl, whatever, the younger blonde. And Camille is more, you know, a lot more mature now, has more of an identity of like her vibe. Do you guys feel that way? Or do you think that they just don't like each other?
I kind of feel that she was talking down to her, whether she wanted to see it or not, or whether she meant that or not. I think that she really was talking down to her. And
it did. And Teddy caught that.
Teddy did. And I love that Teddy called her out, because honestly, if you have anyone around you that does that, like, that's not your friend. Mm-hmm. And you do need to address it, because you control how people treat you. Mm-hmm. And that's just not okay for anyone.
Thoughts?
I think they're mirroring each other right now. I also feel that in some ways they're a little insecure, but they're trying to showcase that they're really strong. And I think they can learn from each other. There's, you know, accountability coach, and there's Camille, who, you know, has been on the season. I think they could learn from each other if they just take a moment. And to be honest, who was Teddy last season? So she has really came out this season.
Come into her own.
Yeah.
You think Teddy has low self-esteem? Because I could see how Camille could. And also, it's rough if you're on TV and you're in Beverly Hills and you're not the young one. I can get it, because Camille, back in her time, was that
she was fire.
Oh yeah,
I think she does when she's being attacked by another woman.
Okay.
But if she's cool with everyone, I see her strong and, you know, talking, trying to help people. But when somebody comes at her, I feel like she cries, or she gets like, I play the victim.
Mm. Well, somebody who kind of cleared the air before we left the trip was Dorit. She basically mm-hmm. explained to Kyle, this is how it was, this is how it felt. And I think that they have moved on from that. I think we're not going to drag that on one more episode. I think PK apologized. It was what it was. We're moving. We have to move on.
Absolutely.
There's other things going on. Mm-hmm. But overall, we did enjoy this episode. I know you said that you enjoyed it as well, which is great.
Fun comments. It was fun commentary.
Yeah, it was light.
It was also like a girls episode. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't just, it didn't have stuff that I didn't care about. It was just like, oh, everyone's having fun. Yeah, we can fight a little bit, but we're going to like kind of squash it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people said that they weren't happy with the episode. They thought it was like sleeper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Could you go down in the or up a little bit in the chat, please? Because someone had a great comment right above Crystal Grid. It was, someone says, maybe they need British humor to handle the situation appropriately. And Sarah Arventy said, favorite line of the night, I ate cheese fizz and pumpkin pie for breakfast. It's time to go home.
Yes.
Erica.
We love that.
Yeah, that's
that.
Funny.
Well, next week we get to see Lisa Vanderpump again, so let's get into some quick predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Well, I'm predicting that Camille is going to talk to the other women about going to see Lisa Vanderpump. I think she needs an opinion. I don't think she's going to go there on her own. I think she's going to talk to Kyle or talk to somebody, let them know that she's going there. And she is going to try to get Lisa Vanderpump to go on this wedding extravaganza. Because I feel like Lisa Vanderpump needs to go.
Do you think she's going to?
You know what? I know that the answer already lies on the internet. But I want to plug some quick things. So, like I said, Wendy Williams has the Teddy interview. Kyle went on Justin Sylvester's Just the Sip show. There's so many interviews. If you guys want to be up to date with them, just go online and check out those interviews on YouTube. But we'll have to find out. I myself don't know yet, so nobody tell me.
Don't tweet! I am excited to see LVP's $300,000 kitchen.
Oh, yeah, finally.
Let's see what this looks like.
Yes.
And if it has zero negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see Erica in, her performing, because I feel like it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
But, you know, something goes wrong, and let's see how she handles it. I personally don't think it'll go over well. Or maybe it'll just be like, oh, no, just a little hiccup.
Yeah.
And definitely fights.
Fights.
Yeah.
Okay, so my prediction is Lisa Vanderpump going to go to Camille's wedding?
She needs to.
That's all I want to know for next episode.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for spending the evening with us. We could be here all night talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But good news, you can hit us up online everywhere so we can continue the conversation. Cynthia, where can we find you online?
So I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Thomas Erlina. The cat is out of the bag. I am releasing a song this month.
Yay!
Yay! It's going to be my thank you.
I want to play it. I think we should play it before or after the show.
We'll see. but make sure to follow my journey on this music journey, and I'm really excited about it. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina, and follow my YouTube channel, Two Besties Together. We will see you back here next week. Bye, guys.